一凡帮我们读今天的经文。
今天的经文在启示录第三章七到十三节。你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者，说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的，说我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦你会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
谢谢。If you notice, I actually preach the seventh church and coming back to the sixth church.
如果弟兄姐妹注意到的话，我其实已经讲过了第七个教会，现在回到讲第六个教会。
Because I misarranged the messages to speak here.
因为我重新整理了一下我的讲道的顺序。
And someone reminded me too that I did not speak on this chapter or this passage.
有人跟我指出我还没有讲到今天要讲到的教会。
So I owe you this message actually.
所以我欠弟兄姐妹们讲今天的教会。
In Revelation chapter 1, it reveals to us that we have a better future.
在启示录第一章当中经文告诉我们我们有一个更好的未来。
Because of the great high priest Jesus Christ.
因为大祭司耶稣基督。
And then in chapter 2 and 3, JesusTells his seven churches to remain faithful until he returns.
然后在启示录第二章、第三章当中，耶稣告诉那七个教会要忠心，直到他的再来。
And so we have seen the five messages to the first five churches, and then the seventh message to the seven churches.
所以我们之前已经讲到了前面五个教会和第七个教会。
And now we look at the sixth.
今天我们看到这第六个教会。
In Greek, Philadelphia means brotherly love.
在希腊文当中，菲拉铁非的意思是弟兄之间的爱。
And the founder of this church is unknown.
这个菲拉铁非教会的创立人是没有人知道的。
But it is believed to be founded during the time Paul was serving in Ephesus.
但是有人相信菲拉铁非教会是在使徒保罗在以弗所服事的时候所建立的。
And so the gospel was preached then to the city.
所以在那个时候福音被传到了菲拉铁非。
And in the 14th century, this city was totally destroyed by the Muslim.
在14世纪菲拉这个城市被回教徒所摧毁。
And then in AD 17, again one more time, it was destroyed by an earthquake.
在主后17年这个城市也被一个地震所摧毁。
And it's one of the cities that Emperor Tiberius helped to rebuild the city.
提贝里乌斯大帝后来帮助重建菲拉铁非这个城市。
And it is also one of the two cities, the other is Smyrna, that Jesus prays her.
像士美拿一样，菲拉铁非也是被耶稣所称赞。
And Jesus particularly prays her for her faithfulness in her witness as his lampstand.
耶稣称赞菲拉铁非教会作为一个灯台的中心。
You know, when I read this, a question that comes to my mind is, will Jesus praise this church for that too?
当我读到今天的经文的时候，我在想，耶稣在将来也会称赞我们教会吗？
Will we be that kind of church that is faithful in our witness for him?
我们教会也会像菲拉铁非教会一样，为主耶稣忠心的做见证吗？
You see, the Philadelphia church is a very small church.
菲拉铁非教会是一个微小的教会。
But it has a very strong faith.
但它有一个非常强劲的信仰。
And so let's look at verses 7 to 10 and look at this church that is small but yet strong.
让我们看到今天的经文第七节到第十节，看到这个微小但刚强的教会。
The Philadelphia church was small compared to the rest of the other churches.
与其他六个教会相比，腓拉铁菲教会是相当的微小的。
But she had a very strong faith, as I said.
但她有一个非常非常强刚强的信仰。
And in verses 7-8, it reads this.
在经文的第七节第八节这样说道。
These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. You have little strength, yet you have kept my word and not denied my name.
在经文的第七节第八节这样说道，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的，说我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
And the one who spoke this word is identified as a person who is holy and true.
说这句话的人，在经文中提到，他说他是圣洁和真实的。
And we know it's Jesus.
我们知道他就是主耶稣。
And Jesus is holy and true because he did not sin.
耶稣是圣洁真实的，因为他从来没有犯过罪。
He came into this world as a man.
耶稣降世为人。
And he sacrificed himself to atone for our sins.
将自己的身体献上为我们的罪。
And so that makes him more worthy, more than worthy, to hold that key that opens and shuts the door to the city of David.
所以耶稣是配得拥有那一把能够打开大卫城市的门的钥匙。
And this is used symbolically to represent the heavenly city.
这也是用来像形容我们在天国的城市。
Yet the imagery has a historical background to it.
然后这个图画呢，也是有一个历史的背景。
Because the imagery actually compares Christians at that time who were not allowed to go into the synagogue in Jerusalem.
当时的基督徒并不允许并不允许进入犹太人的会堂。
Because the Jews have told the Roman Empire that.Christianity and Judaism are separate.
因为当时的犹太人告诉罗马帝国政府说，基督教和犹太教是分开的。
It's not a sect of Judaism.
当时的犹太人说，基督教并不是犹太教的一个分支。
But it is a cult.
但是却是一个像是异端一样的存在。
And so Jesus is using that historical situation to encourage the Christians.And promise them that though they may be denied entrance into the synagogue at that time, they will not be denied entrance into the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣想用这经文来鼓励当时的基督徒，即使他们没有能够进入犹太人的会堂，他们在有一天会进入天上的神的城。
Even though they are small, they kept his word, and they did not deny his name.
即使腓拉铁菲教会。很微小，但是他们仍然持守了神的话，为神做见证。
And this is why Jesus is praising her.
这也是为什么耶稣基督要称赞腓拉铁菲教会。
And there are four things particularly Jesus said about this church or praises her for these things.
耶稣用四个东西来称赞腓拉铁菲教会。
He first started with this. He says, "You're small, but yet you are strong."
首先耶稣说你略微小但是却刚强。
That's the last sentence in verse 8. You have little strength yet you have kept my word and not denied my name.
这是在经文的第八节当中说到的，你略有一点力量。
And the little strength or the little power in Greek, this word little is micron.
在希腊文当中略有就是很微小的意思。
And that's where our English word come from, micro.
这就是在英文的词语micro 的起源。
And then power in Greek is dunamis.
Power 也就是力量这个词，在希腊文当中是 dunamis.
And so the English word we get dynamic, dynamite.
所以在英文当中希腊文 dunamis 被翻译成dynamite.
So small but strong is like a 小辣椒。
所以微小却刚强，就像是小辣椒一样。
And dunamis means the ability to do.
dunamis 的希腊文当中的意思是有能力做什么样的事情。
So she is small, but yet she's able to do this.
所以弗拉铁菲虽然微小，但是却可以做这样的事情。
Do what?
做什么事情呢？
Kept Jesus' word.
持守耶稣的道。
In other words, obey him.
也就是顺服耶稣。
And at the same time, not deny him.
在同时也没有弃绝他。
That was what she's able to do.
这是弗拉铁菲教会所做的事情。
Can this be said of us?
我们也会有一天被耶稣这样称赞吗？
And the second thing that is said here is they in the same sentence is kept my word.
耶稣也说弗拉铁菲教会持守他的道，遵守他的道。
And I said it means they obeyed.
也就是说当时的信徒顺服耶稣的话。
And so they rather obey Jesus than obey anyone else.
他们比起顺服其他的人，更愿意顺服耶稣基督。
Or what other people say.
或者说是其他人的话。
But we get woke up whenever somebody mentions something. We get woke up so easily and we get shaken.
对于我们来说，在我们身边的人说一些话的时候，我们容易被轻易的所激动。
And then we start thinking, what should we do rather than what should I be doing that is according to the word of God?
当我们被身边的人的话所搅扰的时候，我们会想我们应该怎样做，而不是回到神的话语当中。
And then the third thing from the same sentence is they did not deny his name.
第三点，耶稣说到他们未曾弃绝他的名。
And that's expanding that obedience.
这也就是在弗拉铁菲教会的顺服上继续展开。
That they obey and they didn't deny Jesus Christ as their Lord.
他们不但顺服，也从未弃绝耶稣基督的名。
And then there is another thing that they do that is with this about keeping his word is that is implied is that keeping his word means that you also endure patiently despite of what others are saying.
弗拉铁菲教会的信徒不光持守耶稣基督的道，他也遵守忍耐的道。
Because that's the only way you can keep the word of God.
这是唯一一个可以持守耶稣基督的道的方法。
That's the only way you can express your faith.
这是你唯一可以能够彰显你信仰的方法。
And there are four things. These four things actually suggest to us that.They are suffering not just physical. The suffering is not just physical.
这四件事情告诉我们，弗拉铁菲的信徒，他们的困苦并不是只是在肉体上的。
It is also mental as well as if remember what I said about the historical background of this time. It is also economically they are suffering.
他们的困苦并不是肉体上的，他们的心理上，在他们的经济上也受到了压迫。
Because remember, I said that you know they in some places they cannot even trade, they cannot even work.
在有些地方，这些信徒不能够工作，也不能做买卖。
And so yet they remain patient, they remain obedient, and not deny Jesus.
然而他们依然顺服耶稣基督的道，遵守忍耐的道。
Again, the question that came to my mind was.Will Jesus praise CG as a church like he praised Philadelphia?
我再一次想到，耶稣基督会像称赞弗拉铁菲教会一样称赞我们教会吗？
And besides these four things, Jesus also made three promises.
在这四点以外，耶稣基督也向弗拉铁菲教会做了三个应许。
In that same two verses, he made those promises.
耶稣在同样的两节经文当中做了这三个应许。
Or rather four verses because the others are not the first promise is in 7 and 8 which is they have access to his kingdom
在这第一个应许是在第三章的第七第八节当中说到弗拉铁菲教会的信徒能够拥有神国大门的钥匙
No one can shut it down shut them out
没有人能够拒绝他们的这个
particularlyAnd especially because they have proven themselves.
因为他们已经证明了他们自己。
And so their names are actually written in the book of life.
所以腓拉铁菲教会信徒的名字被写进了生命册中。
So they can be certain they will enter into His kingdom.
所以他们会能够进入神国。
The second promise is in verse 9.
第二个应许在第九节当中。
Where He will reverse the hostility around.
耶稣会反转这个敌意。
And the verse reads, The synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
第九节经文说到，那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来，在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我已经爱你了。
Now they persecute them, but Later on, Jesus is going to make them come and bow before them.
之后，耶稣会让这些人来到他们面前，在脚下下拜。
And they will recognize that Jesus is God.
他们会知道耶稣基督是主。
But they will still not acknowledge him.
但他们仍然不会承认这个事实。
You know, in the gospel, you see this that you know these demons, they know who Jesus is.
在福音当中，我们看到魔鬼知道耶稣基督是谁。
Remember the story about the legion, the one with thousands of demons in him. He says,
我们看到
he acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们看到魔鬼承认说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But he won't bow down to worship him.
但是他却不愿意下拜来崇拜耶稣。
See, knowing and believing and following Jesus is another thing.
认识耶稣，跟随耶稣是另外一回事。
Many of us here know about Jesus.
在我们当中，很多人都认识耶稣。
But are we really following Jesus?
但我们真的是在跟随耶稣吗
？Are we really worshiping Him?
我们真的是在敬拜他吗
？You know, if our knowledge is just up here,
如果我们的知识只是停留在我们的脑中
，and we don't have that relationship with Him, you really don't know Jesus.
却没有与耶稣基督的亲密的关系，那你并不是真正的认识耶稣。
And Paul said, "This Jesus is the Jesus who died for you while you were sinner."
保罗说，在我们仍然是罪人的时候，耶稣已经为我们死了。
And Jesus Himself says that God's desire is to save all men.
耶稣说，神的旨意是要救全人。
And those who will believe He is the Son of God.
一切信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
But these Jews don't believe in Him.
但是这些犹太人却不相信耶稣。
They still believe in the law.
他们还是只相信律法。
They believe that only through physical circumcision and the obedience of the law will save them.
这些人相信只有通过割礼和顺服律法才能够得救。
And so, even though they are told the gospel, they are preached the gospel to them. The gospel is preached to them.
所以即使福音向他们传道了。
They will still trust in these things.
他们还是只相信行为上的割礼和遵守律法。
But spiritually, they are not circumcised.
但是他们在灵里却没有接受割礼。
And because they are not spiritually circumcised, there is no fruit to prove that they are truly repentant of their sins.
因为他们在属灵的层面上并没有接受割礼，他们的行为上也没有结出果实。
And when Jesus comes back, and then they will realize, I really don't know Jesus.
在耶稣再来的那一天，他们这些犹太人会意识到他们并不认识耶稣。
But it will be too late for them.
那个时候将会变得太晚。
Because only for those who really believe, that hostility will be reversed. Only those who believe in Jesus will have that hostility reversed. That means they will come and worship.Before them and Jesus.
只有那些相信耶稣基督的人会前来敬拜耶稣。
And then the third thing, he promised to deliver the faithful.
第三点，耶稣应许说要保守忠心的仆人。
In verse 10,
在第十节当中
，Those who have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
第三章十节说到，遵守我忍耐的道的人， 我必在普天下受人试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。
In the Greek, the word I will also keep you from the hour of trial, that is okay, from the hour of trial, that from that word in Greek is actually can be translated as in.
在希腊文当中这边说到保守免去试炼，这个意思可以被也可以理解成是在试炼中保守。
In other words, it can mean God will keep you when you are going through the trial.
换句话说，这也可以理解为神会在试炼中保守你。
And the hour of trial is not just for anyone but for the whole world.
这试炼的时刻并不是只给一些人，而是给普天下的人的。
For the unbelievers, it is a punishment, a judgment, and also a test.
这试炼是给普天下人的一个惩罚，一个审判，也是一个考验。
And so when people interpret this, they say that, oh, if it's a test, then it is not a punishment.
所以当有人解读这个经文的时候，就认为如果这是一个试炼的话，那就不是一个惩罚了。
But the test is not so much anything else, but the test is actually a chance.
但这个试炼却是神给我们一个机会。
You know, a test to show whether they are willing to give up their belief and follow Jesus so that they can escape that punishment.
这样的一个试炼是要给人们一个机会，看看他们是不是愿意能够跟随耶稣，相信耶稣。
And so some people, because of this,They also say that if the hour of trial is a test, then for the unbelievers, then it can also mean that the church is no longer present.
所以有些人认为，如果说这个试炼是给不信的人准备的话，那在那个时候教会就已经被提了。
In other words, the church has been raptured.
那个时候教会是在神给这个试炼之前就已经被提了。
And spared from the tribulation.
也就不会遭受大灾难，这是有人这么认为的。
Because you see this in the teaching of Paul in 1 Thessalonians, in 1 Corinthians, and John 14.
我们看到保罗在哥林多、帖撒罗尼迦书当中都和约翰福音的经文当中都有这样提到。
But whether it's a rapture or not, the point is that Jesus promised that he will protect those who are faithful.
但是无论教会什么时候被提，这里的观点是耶稣基督应许他一定会保护那些忠心的仆人。
And the other point is that it is our response.
另外一点我要强调的是我们的回应。
That is how we finish.
我们应该怎样跑完当跑的路程呢？
You see, for the Christian, finishing well is the most important thing.
对于信徒来说，好好的跑完当跑的路是一件至关重要的事。
Because until you finish well, then you can meet Jesus.
因为只有你 跑好你当跑的路才能够见到耶
稣。 And none of us can guarantee that we can finish well.
但是我们没有一个人可以保证我们能够跑好当跑的路。
Only Jesus can.
只有耶稣能够。
Only Jesus can protect us that we end well.
只有耶稣基督能够保守我们，让我们能够跑好当跑的路。
So we don't use our own might and wisdom.
所以我们不能够用我们自己的能力和智慧。
We don't use our own strong will.
我们不应当依靠我们自己的意愿。
You know, our strong will always get us into trouble.
我们强烈的意愿和意志总让我们跌倒。
Our strong will always get us in not only in trouble but also messed up our relationship with one another.
我们强烈的意志不光让我们跌倒，也让我们在人与人之间的关系当中变得非常的复杂和混乱。
And that's why the Bible keep telling us to be humble.
这也是为什么经文要让我们谦卑。
Because strong will makes us proud.
因为强烈的意志让我们变得骄傲。
But humble makes us meek to obey.
但谦卑让我们变得温柔，让我们能够顺服。
And the problem is, even if we finish well, or even if we have this desire to finish well, most of the time we are unable because we are not willing to change.
但是问题是，即使我们很多时候想要好好的跑完这当跑的路，但是我们也不能够这样做，因为我们 不想要改变我们的生
命。Because unless you want to change, then you can ensure part of your finishing well is easier.
只有你愿意改变，你才能够让这当跑的路变得容易一些。
But because we always prefer to trust our own wisdom.
但是因为我们时常只相信自己的智慧。
We prefer to do our own thing.
我们更想要做自己想做的事。
And that's why we cannot finish well.
那这就让我们不能够跑好我们应当跑的路。
Because halfway we get into trouble, either with people or with our situation.
因为我们在跑到一半的时候就时常碰到问题。
You see, standing firm is not a passive kind of thing.
你看到坚稳的站立并不是一个被动的事情。
Because you think of standing firm as being passive, standing there, right?
当我们想到我们坚稳的站立的时候，我们觉得可能是被动的一个动作。
But it is actually active.
但是其实它是主动的。
It's the active standing firm to fight off all these urges and these temptations and this sin that is coming at us.
是我们稳稳的站稳脚跟，来抵挡从四面八方而来的这一些试探。
And there are five things Jesus promised that you would to encourage us to finish well.
耶稣为了鼓励我们跑好跑完。好好跑完当跑的路，以这五件事来鼓励我们。
And the first is, you know, there might be a tribulation coming, but it is future.
第一件事是大灾难在未来会来临，但是是在将来发生的事。
It's before Jesus comes back.
是在耶稣再来之前发生的。
It's not now, not John's time.
并不是现在，也不是使徒约翰的时期。
So you can take encouragement that it's not going to happen now, but beware it's coming.
所以你可以知道，大灾难还没有来临，但是它将会来。
And then the hour of trial is only it's only a limited time.
第二点，试炼的时刻，是暂时的。
It's not forever.
并不是永恒的。
And then the third thing that can produce promise that encourages us is that, you know, whether you are a true or false a believer.There will come a time you will be exposed for who you are.
第三点，耶稣告诉我们，在试炼来临的时刻，我们是真信徒还是伪信徒会被显现出来。
So make sure you are right with him.
所以你要保证你与耶稣基督的关系是好的。
And then the fourth promise or the fourth encouragement is.
第四点是。
It's not just you.
并不是你自己。
It's worldwide.It's the whole world that will be going through this difficult times.
普天下都会遭受这样的试炼。
It's not just one area and this area is bad. It's everywhere.
这试炼不仅仅是局域性的，而是普遍性的。
So even if it happens today, you know, you are not alone in this.
所以即使这试炼在今天发生，你也不会是自己一个人遭受它。
And then fifth.
第五点。
To encourage us is that there are those who live on earth right now. It may be their last chance for them.
第五点告诉我们，有一些人对于有些人来说，这是有可能是他们最后的一次机会。
Last chance to believe in Jesus.
最后一次能够转向耶稣、相信耶稣的机会。
Therefore, we who have received Jesus, who have salvation, we need to tell them.
因此对于我们这些已经接受救恩的人来说，我们应当去向那些还没有能够接受耶稣的人传福音。
You see, the encouragement is not just for us to stand firm, but to do what we are called to do, evangelize the lost.
耶稣鼓励我们，让我们不仅能够站稳脚跟，也要向那些失丧的灵魂传福音。
And repentance is the beginning of finishing well for us.
悔改是能够好好跑完当跑的路的开始。
Because without repentance, you can never start that race.
如果你不悔改的话，你就不能够开始跑那路程。
And in Revelation 6:9, 7, 9 and verses 14 and so forth, it shows that those who pass the test are those who repent.
在启示录第六章、第七章。第十四章和第十七章当中都说到，那些通过试炼的人是那些悔改的人。
And then Revelation 6, 9, 16, 19 talks about those who fail are those who did not.
然后在启示录第六章、九章、十六章和十九章当中说，那些没有能够通过试炼的人是那些没有悔改的人。
And when they truly repent, Jesus promises that I will make sure you will finish well.
当人们真正的悔改的时候，耶稣应许说，我会保证你会跑好跑完你当跑的路。
You see, it is not the size of the church.
一个教会的大小并不重要。
It is not the size of your faith.
你作为信徒，你信仰的深浅也不重要。
It is how spiritually in tune and strong you are in God.
重要的是你在你的灵命上是与神合一的如何。
You know, a small church can be spiritually stronger than a big one.
一个小型的教会，一个微小的教会，可以在灵命上比一个大教会更加强。
Just like this cell phone in my hand.
就像我手中的手机。
The micro computer chip inside here is maybe more powerful than the desktop that is sitting on my desk.
在我手机当中的这个微小的芯片，可能比我的书桌上的电脑的芯片更加强大。
It's not this thing, but it is what's inside.
手机的大小并不重要，而是它里面的芯片。
Because God is inside us.
因为神在我们的心中。
His spirit dwells within us.
圣灵在我们心中内住。
But do we really utilize the spirit in us?
但是我们真正的使用我们心中的圣灵吗？
And in 2 Chronicles 7:14,
在历代志下第七章第十四节这样说道。
It says, if my people who belong to me humble themselves, pray, seek to please me, and repudiate their sinful practice, then I will respond from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
历代志下第七章第十四节说道，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑、祷告、寻求我的面。转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
You know, people who read this verse or quote this verse always emphasizes the humility and the prayer.
很多引用这节经文的人强调，经文当中所说到的谦卑和祷告。
And they are right.
他们是对的。
But it is not the point.
但这不是这节经文的目的。
Or the most important thing.
或者说是这节经文的最重要的环节。
To me, this verse the most important is seeking to please Him.
对我来说，这经文当中最重要的一部分是要寻求神的面。
See, God is pleased with the church who humbles herself to seek Him in prayer and repent of a sin to please God.
神喜悦那些自己谦卑祷告寻求他的面的教会。
And that's what we are encouraged.By the word of God here.
神的话语也这样鼓励我们做。
It's not our size.
并不是我们的大小。
Because we always say CG is the biggest Chinese church in Sacramento. It's not the size.
我们经常说恩典教会是沙加缅度最大的华人教会，但是大小并不重要。
It is what's inside here.
是在教会当中的重要。
Do we have people like this?
我们真的有像菲拉铁菲教会信徒这样的信徒吗？
Seeking to please God.
那些真正愿意寻求神的面，求神喜悦的信徒吗？
That's the most important thing.
那才是真正的最重要的。
But unfortunately, I must say, most of the time we seek not to please our God, but to please ourselves.
但是可悲的是，作为信徒，我们时常不寻求神的面，而是要寻求自己的喜悦。
And so may God help us to seek Him.
所以求神帮助我们寻求他的面。
Secondly, verse 11 to 13.
今天的经文的十一节到第十三节。
Jesus instructs her what to do and why she has to do it.
耶稣要教导菲拉铁菲教会要做的事情，以及告诉他们为什么要这样做。
And what he instructs her is to hold fast to what you have, and also to tell them what he will do and why he will do it for them.
耶稣教导菲拉铁菲教会要持守他所有的，也教导他们，也告诉他们耶稣会怎样做，以及为什么他要这样做。
So what does she have?
所以腓拉铁菲教会到底持守它拥有什么呢？
From here we find that she has love for God.
我们看到腓拉铁菲教会有对神的爱。
Her love of God is expressed by her faithfulness.
腓拉铁菲教会对神的爱从她的忠心当中彰显出来。
And the hold on, the word translated hold on is an imperative, a present imperative. That means it's a command.
在这里 hold on 这个词也就是持守、它的意思是要就是紧紧的抓住
and it means just what he says keep firm grip on.
要紧紧的抓住
and why? Because Christ is coming soon
因为耶稣即将要再来
and they must finish well
在耶稣在所以对于腓拉铁菲教会的信徒来说他们必须好好的跑完他们当跑的路
And there is also mention of the crown of life
在经文当中也有提到生命的冠冕
And Jesus is the one who will strengthen those who ends well and give them this crown
耶稣会加给力量加添力量给那些信徒给他们生命的冠冕
Revelation 2:10mention it or literally in Revelation 2:10 it is the crown which is life
在启示录第二章第十节说到提到生命的冠冕也就是、作为冠冕的生命
in other words the crown is talking about life the life Jesus is giving you
这个冠冕就是耶稣基督给我们的生命
and in Paul's writing 2 Timothy Paul described it as a crown of righteousness
在提摩太后书当中保罗称它为公义的冠冕
Peter calls it a crown of glory in 1 Peter 5
彼得称它为荣耀的冠冕
Because of that life in Christ which is righteous you will be glorified you will be honored and glorified
如果你在主里面有一个公义的生命你就会得到这公义的冠冕
And it will be a glorious honor to be crowned by Christ himself
耶稣基督会给你这荣耀的冠冕
And today I got a lot of three, four, five, right? So another four is a rewards
接下来、我想要说到四个奖赏
And this is promised to those who overcomes
这些是耶稣基督应许给那些得胜的人的
And the first is eternal security
这第一个奖赏是永恒的稳固
It says here that he will make him a pillar in the temple of my God and he will not go out from it anymore
经文当中说到耶稣要让他在神殿中做柱子他也并不再从那里出去
Pillar represents permanency, stability and honor
柱子象征着、永恒荣耀
Why?
为什么呢
Because in those times pillars were carved in temples to honor the deities they worship
因为在那个时候在很多神殿当中有很多的柱子是用来给信徒来崇拜的
And Jesus promised here that he will honor his faithful saints
耶稣应许说他将会荣耀那忠心的仆人
before his father
在他的父面前
Right now under persecution the Christians had to hide and flee
现在在那些受到迫害的基督徒必须躲藏逃跑
But inAt that time, they will not be cast out anymore. They will not go out from it anymore.
但在将来的时刻，他们再也不会被放逐，再也不用逃跑。
And the second is emotional security.
第二点是情感上的稳固。
Okay, so they get eternal security, and then but inside they get peace.
在他们的内心有从神而来的平安。
And he says he will write on him the name my God to signify that they belong to him.
经文说到将我神的名写上来预示着这些信徒是属于神的
And this has a historical background to it too
这也有、历史的背景
Roman slaves are branded te furim
在当时罗马的、奴隶他们的身上会有这样的一个、刺青就是 te furim
And that means beware the thief
就是说这个刺青的意思就是要告诉、罗马帝国的公民这些人是小偷
And these are branded on them when they are caught stealing from their masters
在他们从他们的主人家里偷东西的时候他们就会被印上这个记号
And so wherever they go people will know this guy is a thief
所以无论这些奴隶走到哪里，人们都知道他们以前偷过东西。
They are nowhere to hide, nowhere to find a new job.
他们没有办法找到工作，没有地方躲藏。
But here Jesus promises that they will be given a new name.
但是这里耶稣应许到，他们将会有一个新的名字。
A name everyone will know that they are children of God.
让所有人都能够知道他们是神的孩子。
And they are freed from sin.
他们再也不受罪的捆绑。
But instead adopted into the family of God as His children and as citizens of this new kingdom.
而是被神接纳，做他的孩子，以及做神国的公民。
They can rest in peace.
他们可以在平安当中，得到平安。
And that is social security.
第三点是地位的稳固。
Okay, not the social security the government gave you.
不是美国给我们的这个这个社会安全卡。
It's found in the phrase, "The name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, comes down from heaven, come down out of heaven from my God."
经文说到，我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷。
It will be written on them, signifying they have citizenship in this heavenly city as God's children.
这预表着这些信徒作为神的儿女，都会都属于神的城。
So socially, they are secure in God's kingdom.
所以在他们的地位上，他们在神的城当中是有稳固的地位的。
But don't think of heaven as a place.
但是天国并不仅仅是一个地方。
Heaven is being with God, and God is our refuge.
天国乃是与神同在，神是我们的山寨，是我们的避难所。
And now they are hiding like slaves, or like people being pursued by their enemies.
即使在当时的信徒，被四处追赶，无处躲藏。
But they should still live like children of God.
但是他们依然应当像神的孩子一样生活。
You see, there are many people in this world today who believe Jesus Christ and are saved, but they continue to live as though they are slaves to sin.
在我们今天的社会当中，其实很多人已经相信了耶稣基督，但是他们还是生活的像一个受罪捆绑的奴隶一样。
We must not.
我们必须要停止这样做。
We must live that new name we have as Christ's followers.
我们必须要像一个耶稣基督真正的跟随者而活。
And the fourth thing is personal security.
第四个奖赏是个人的稳固。
A person is known by what? His name.
一个人是由他的名字而被别人认识的。
And when we are born again, we also bear a new name.
当我们重生的时候，我们也有一个新的名字。
That is Christ's names.
就是基督的名字。
Not only that, we also bear his likeness.
不仅如此，我们也依照耶稣的样式。
And we are to reflect His glory.
我们也能够反射耶稣的荣光。
That's what it means by being a lampstand as a church.
这就是作为一个灯台。
We shine for Him in this dark world that is corrupted by sin.
我们为耶稣基督在这一个受罪所污染的社会当中，为耶稣基督而光照世界。
And Jesus warns that if we don't,He will remove the lampstand from our midst.
耶稣基督告诫说，如果不这样做的话，他就将灯台移开。
But if you are, then, or if the church is, then you have that security in Him.
但如果你是这个教会的话，你就有这样的稳固。
And so the letter closes with the same phrase or same exhortation that given to the seven churches.
对腓拉铁菲教会。的信用这样的一句经文而结束。
He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And not an ear singular.
注意到这里的耳朵是单数的。
You don't need two ears to hear.
你不需要两只耳朵才能够听到。
You don't need to understand everything.
你不需要理解所有的每一件事情。
All you need to know or need to do is obey Him.
你只需要顺服耶稣。
And making Him known.
为他而传福音。
See, the seven churches represent the churches throughout history.
这启示录当中所提到的七个教会象征着从古到今的许许多多的其他教会。
Every church has either one, two, or all seven of these triads of these seven churches.
这历史当中的许多教会都有像这经文当中的七个教会的一些特性。
Five good, two bad.
五个好的。
Okay, Smyrna and Philadelphia have good triads.
士美拿教会和腓拉铁菲教会有好的。
If we have the good one, we are to improve on it.
如果我们有优点的话，我们就需要在这优点上继续建立。
But we have the bad ones, we need to repent.
但当我们有不好的地方，我们就应当悔改。
Or else, our lampstand can be removed.
不然的话，我们的灯台就会被耶稣挪去。
And the warning here implies that.We have a chance.
这里耶稣告诫我们说，我们还有机会。
We have a chance to correct what is wrong.
我们还有机会去改正我们所做错的。
Don't wait until the day come when we no longer are a church, but like the church in Europe, a museum.
不要等到那一天，我们的教会也变成了像欧洲的许多古老的教会那样，变成了一个博物馆而已。
You see, repentance is not just the lips saying it.
悔改并不只是用我们的嘴唇来说出
It is by the life you display.
而是由我们的生命而活出来的
Now the story of this man named Chris Evans
有一个叫 Chris Evans 的人有这样的一个故事
He was a very bad father and bad husband
他是一个非常不好的父亲和丈夫
And he left the family
他离开了他的家庭
And one day heHis children saw him coming home.
有一天，他的孩子看到他归家了。
From far away, they see him walking towards the home.
他们看到他们的父亲从远远的走回了家中。
They ran to their mother in fear and tell the mother, "Daddy is coming home."
孩子们飞奔到他们的母亲身边，告诉母亲，爸爸要回来了。
And so the mother said, "Close the window, shut the door. Your father is a maniac."
妈妈说，孩子们把门窗全都关上，爸爸是一个疯子。
And so when all is done, they say, "Mom, it looks like him, but it is not father."
当孩子们关好门窗之后，他们告诉母亲说：“妈妈虽然看上去像是父亲，但却不是他。
”Why?
为什么呢
？Because usually when he comes near, he'll be cursing and he'll be drunk.
因为每次当父亲回家的时候，他要不就是喝醉了，要不就是满口脏话。
But this time he wasn't.
但这一次他却不是这样的。
And so the mother in response says, "Keep quiet."
所以妈妈说，孩子们安静一点。
Your father is not himself.
今天你们的爸爸并不是他自己。
Suddenly the sound of a hand on the handle trying to open the door.
突然这个父亲轻轻地开始打开他们的家门。
But it was locked so he cannot open it.
但是家门被锁了，所以他开不了。
So they heard a knocking.
里面的人只听到敲门声。
A voice they had not heard for years.
一个他们很久没有听到的声音。
Mary, open the door.
他们的父亲说 ，Mary， 请把门打开。
Let me come in.
让我进来吧。
For I have met Jesus of Nazareth.
我遇见了拿撒勒人耶稣。
He has set me free.
他让我得到释放。
Let me come in and be a good husband to you, a good father to the children.
请你让我进到家里来，做家庭的好丈夫。
And the door was instantly opened to him.
让我进来做你的好丈夫，做家庭的好爸爸。于是门突然开了。
And he went in and he brought heaven into the family.
他进入了，他回到了自己的家，也把天国带进了他的家中。
God can change us.
神可以改变我们。
God can change the whole church.
神可以改变整个教会。
It's not our size.
并不，我们的大小并不重要。
Sometimes the size actually create the problem.
有时候教会变得大了，反而会产生问题。
Sometimes the reputation also create the problem.
有时教会的名声也会带来问题。
Good or bad, it creates problem.
无论好或坏，名声都会带来问题。
But it is the repentant heart of the people in it.
但是世人悔改的心让我们真正得到改变
Until then we cannot bring heaven to the community
直到我们悔改，我们不能够把天国带到整个社区当中。
And we must. And we must because we serve a holy and true God.
我们必须悔改，因为我们所服侍的是一个圣洁和真实的神。
Who can open the door that no one can shut?
这个神所开的门，没有人能关。
Shut the door that no one can open.
他所关的门，没有人能开。
And so we must know Him and we must serve Him.
所以我们必须认识神，来服侍他。
And in verse 20 of this same chapter, He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock."
经文二十节当中说到，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the doors, I will come in and eat with him.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。
And he with me.
我与他。
Will we open the door to Jesus Christ again?
我们会再一次的向耶稣基督敞开我们的大门吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我们已经听到你的话语，让你的圣灵来感动我们，做我们应该做的回答反应，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。